You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The La Crosse mayoral primary is coming up on Tuesday with four candidates running for mayor: Chris Kahlo, Vicky Markison, Ellie McLoon, and Shondell Washington Spivey. La Crosse City Council President Chris Kahlo is touting her experience in her bid for mayor.
Right now, La Crosse is at a crossroads. We have some real challenges. We also have some real opportunities ahead of us. So this is not the time for someone to do on-the-job training for a role as mayor. We really need a mayor that can hit the ground running on day one. And my experience on City Council, as a small business owner, and as someone deeply rooted and invested in my neighborhood and the community, I think make me uniquely qualified to lead the city as next mayor of La Crosse.
We'll preview each mayoral candidate as well as the school board primary this week. The spring primary is on Tuesday, February 18th. To see your voter registration status, where to vote, or what's on your ballot, you can go to myvote.wi.gov. There's a new representative on the La Crosse County Board. Christy Tweed was appointed to the 24th district seat that was held by Kevin Hoyer, who moved out of the district. The 24th district covers the eastern part of Holman, the town of Onalaska, and part of the town of Hamilton. Tweed had previously run for the seat in the last two elections. She'll serve out the remaining part of the current term until the seat is up for election again next fall. The county board also reviewed funding sources at last night's planning meeting. Several committees meet before the La Crosse City Council regular meeting on Thursday. Today, the Bicycle Pedestrian Committee will take up a discussion on electric scooters. The Municipal Transit Utility Board will review service agreements, and the Library Board will review staffing and review its weapons policy. Tomorrow, the City Housing Authority will review one of its projects and insurance policies, while the City Administrator Workgroup will discuss public input into the proposed new position. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin has co-authored a bill to help Wisconsin dairy farmers. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
Wisconsin Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee have introduced the Dairy Business Innovation Act. It's designed to strengthen initiatives and help more producers and processors add value to their businesses. Baldwin says dairy producers in Wisconsin and across the country are facing challenges.
Throughout my time in Congress, I've worked hard to help them meet the challenges that they face. And look, right now, they face some pretty steep challenges. I hear from folks about how increased input costs are stretching their thin budgets and how lack of market access and workforce issues are all impacting folks' bottom line.
Baldwin says the dairy business initiatives have already helped hundreds of producers and processors improve.
To date, more than 250 farmers and processors in the Midwest have benefited from the Dairy Business Innovation Initiative. One of my favorite parts of being a United States Senator is seeing how these small grants can help our dairy farmers take their businesses to new heights.
She claims the Dairy Business Innovation Act will ensure these opportunities continue in the future.
This bipartisan legislation will make sure that this program is up and running in the years to come, and it gives a boost to its funding.
The new legislation would increase the program's annual funding from $20 million to $36 million. A companion to the bipartisan bill has been introduced in the House as well. I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News.
It's uncertain what impact the federal freezes on spending would have on the proposed initiative. We're 1 week out from the spring primary in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Statewide, there's a primary for state superintendent of public instruction, with incumbent Jill Underley running against Jeff Wright and Brittany Kinzer. There are local primaries in municipalities across the state for school boards and local board positions. If you need an approved ID to show at the polls, you can obtain one at the DMV. There is no separate voter ID. You can check the Wisconsin Elections Commission website to see what forms of ID are accepted at the polls.
To see what's on your ballot or to check on your registration status, go to myvote.wi.gov. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin has introduced legislation to protect access to contraception. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin is part of a group of legislators bringing forward the Right to Contraception Act once again. The legislation would create a statutory right to obtain and use contraceptives and would ensure that healthcare providers have a right to provide contraceptives, contraception, and share information with patients. Similar legislation was introduced in July of 2020. 2022, June 2023, and June of 2024, blocked each time by the Republicans in the U.S. Senate.
Republicans currently control the U.S. Senate. Winter is here in Wisconsin, and there's plenty to do around the state. A resource for finding your next adventure is the Snow Report, and Logan Rogge of Travel Wisconsin says it shows more than weather conditions around the state.
It's more than just learning about, you know, what the conditions are. It's really this full-fledged planning resource. So you can click a destination on the map and say it's a snowmobile trail or a ski hill, and you're going to find ideas for nearby restaurants to eat at, places you can spend the night, events that are happening in the area, and all these other ideas to just sort of round out that winter getaway. And you can check that out at travelwisconsin.com/snowreport.
You can also find other winter activities and information on the Travel Wisconsin website. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction says 93 school referendum questions will be appearing on ballots this spring, with 5 appearing on the February 18th primary ballot and the remaining 88 on the April 1st spring election ballot. February's referendums include Mauston, which is seeking an operational referendum to avoid dissolving as a school district. In April, districts going to referendum include Arcadia, Bangor, Cochrane Fountain City, DeSoto, Holman, Independence, Melrose-Mindoro, New Lisbon, Prairie du Chien, Viroqua, and Whitehall. A winter storm system is set to affect the southern half of the state tomorrow. Here in La Crosse, we're expected to get a couple of inches of snow with greater impacts to our south and east. Temperatures for the next few nights will drop to around zero with wind chills in the negative teens. Another shot at snow is expected Friday night into Saturday. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now at civicmedia.us/app. From the Civic Media Newsroom in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Kuska for AM 1490 WLCX and lacrosseeagle.com.
The Bucks bow to Golden State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing at home to the Golden State Warriors, 125-111. Stephon Curry led Golden State with 38 points, the most he's had all season. Jimmy Butler had 20 and 9 rebounds in his second game for the Warriors since being traded from the Heat. Damian Lillard also had 38 points in the loss.
I thought we didn't execute well enough out of that, you know, the screening, slipping, getting the guys involved that we wanted to get involved. We didn't do it consistent enough. And then, you know, it was still a close game. Loose balls, they got to them. You know, we allowed them to get off threes. You know, they got a lot of shooters, and I thought they separated themselves getting threes off, second opportunities. And then, obviously, the turnovers. You know, I felt like I had more turnovers than I ever had in a game today. So, you're not going to win a game not valuing every possession against a team that's shooting the ball like that.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
To no one's surprise, SNL's 50th anniversary episode is shaping up to be a star-studded event. Deadline reports that past cast members appearing will include Adam Sandler, Jane Curtin, Molly Shannon, Will Ferrell, Eddie Murphy, Lorraine Newman, and Kate McKinnon. The show will air Sunday, February 16th on NBC and Peacock. Hollywood was well represented at Sunday night's Big Spanking, also known as the Super Bowl. It's a good thing there were other things to look at aside from the game, which was a blowout from the get-go. The actual game started off with actors John Hamm and Bradley Cooper introducing their favorite teams and getting the crowd riled up. Throughout the course of the day, viewers saw Kevin Costner, Miles Teller, Serena Williams, and of course, Taylor Swift, who got booed. Looks like her 15 minutes are finally... just kidding. Popular opinion says it was lopsided numbers that favored Eagles fans that were responsible for the boos, or the Trump family.
Partly cloudy and kind of cold today. We'll get to around 10 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the north at 5, and that'll keep the wind chill hovering either side of zero here for most of the day. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 3 above tomorrow. Some snow, maybe an inch, with a high near 15. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 3 above.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.